Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. My name is Randy.
Hey,
Hi,
how you
Randy.
doing? I have DeAngela Hart on the phone, and I'm transferring to you.
Thank you. Hello, Ms. Hart.
Hey, I'm fine.
How are you? You're good? My name is
Oh,
Randy Reese.
yes.
It's Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line, and this is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes.
Okay. Have you, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I have to ask it one more time. It's housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought representation or advice from any other law firm? But most importantly, Ms. Hart, you've not gotten advice for this matter from another attorney. You've not signed documents.
No, I didn't sign any documents.
Perfect. So that's a yes. You're willing to affirm that. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I have 754-247-0068. Is that correct?
Say that again.
754-247-0068.
Yes.
Okay. If we should become disconnected, I will immediately call you back. My desk phone is a 949
number.
No, my
number is not. You talking about my number?
Yeah, what's your number?
901-643-643-3805.
I don't know why this number's on my screen, but that's okay. Thank you for that. Let me go down there and fix that as well. It automatically populates it too here on the document as well that we're working on. So bear with me. So you, to confirm, you said it's 901-643-3805, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, you are willing to firm under penalty that you've not got representation, but most importantly, not signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
And you'll be filing this claim on yourself, on behalf of yourself, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the depo at least for a year?
Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
The date of my diagnosis, I want to say, because I know when, I
know
so where I was.
Sometimes we jog with events and things to jog our memories a little bit. So.
Okay, it was friend birthday. I was, the date I was diagnosed was July 14th, 2021.
Thank you, ma'am. There you go.
This
Good
I
job.
Remember because it was the damn friend birthday.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, too. What's your date of birth, young lady?
August 20th, 1995.
I am also a, is it still Leo, right?
Yes.
Yes, oh my, I'm the 16th.
Okay.
Now, don't forget, if you know any, because you got friends that might have used the depo, if any of them got sick, make sure you give them my name and number. I'm going to make sure I give that to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you remember, did you use the brand name or did you use generic on the on depo?
I'm trying to think.
Or did you use both? Well, let me, here's a way I can help jog your memories while you're thinking. Do you remember, did you go have to go in and get your injection at a facility or did you self-inject?
I went at a facility.
Okay. Do you remember, did you ever see the little bottle that they have the liquid that they draw out of? Did it say depo on it? Do you remember seeing a box maybe
mm-hmm.
of good stuff? Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it said
mm-hmm.
depo?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, that would be the brand name.
Mm-hmm.
The generic's called something else.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll confirm that you did use the brand name, Depo Provera.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use Depo Provera
that,
for...
Yes, that was the brand name.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Did you use...
Pfizer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Did you use Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
And can you please confirm to me that you had at least 4 injections?
Yes. I was taking it once every 3 months.
And how many years did you use it?
I want to say I got out of high school.
Well, do you
I
remember?
Was on it for,
When did you start using it?
I started in May 2016.
Okay, May of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then when do you think you stopped using it?
I started, once I started seeing like side effects, so I started like in July 2021.
Oh, you used it for a while, you poor thing.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
Used it like 5 years.
All right, ma'am. Sorry. Can you please confirm, did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 and the present date, which is the date you just told me, but can you please confirm that?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And the injury or the medical injury here that we're talking about is the meningioma, correct?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And your current marital status?
Single.
And please spell your first name for me.
The apostrophe.
Hold on.
Capital A.
Hold on. Got to do the apostrophe. Capital A. All right.
And G-E-L-A.
D'Angela. D'Angela. I love it.
Yes.
And H-A-R-T?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So I have D'Angela. And that's capital D apostrophe capital A N G E L A.
Yes.
And the last name is spelled H A R T, correct?
Yes.
Is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
And what is your social security number, please?
409-796605.
Thank you. And what's your best email there, Ms. Hart?
DANGELAH7418@gmail.com.
I have DANGELAH7418@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the phone number, just to confirm again, 901-643-3805.
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email?
Text or email.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted, Ms. Hart?
Oh, no.
Okay. I usually do afternoon. That way it's in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your best contact address?
2627 Nadine Avenue. Nadine Avenue.
Is that in Memphis?
Yes.
Yep, I found you in Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Well, then you should know my birthday is August 16th. You know what day Elvis passed away?
No.
August 16th. It's a sad day in history.
Oh.
I know.
Why?
Okay. Ma'am, who is your diagnosing doctor? Who's the doctor that told you you had the meningioma? Do you know the facility?
In a minute. Okay, I know I was diagnosed with July 14th. The facility was Regional One Health.
Regional One?
Yes.
In Memphis?
Yes.
On Jefferson?
Yes.
Okay. Or Madison?
Jefferson.
Okay. Let me go back again.
Mm-hmm.
It pulled up the other one. I don't know why it did that.
The doctor now was Dr. G.
Okay. Hang on. Let me copy and paste this stuff. Bear with me. That's where you were diagnosed. So if you're not 100% certain, because a lot of times you see more than one doctor, they will allow me to put attending staff. But if you think you know the doctor's name, we should do that.
It was Dr. Jeffrey. Yeah.
Dr. Jeffrey. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You're doing real good. I've been to Memphis once. I have a brother that lives in Golden Valley, half-brother, I should say, that lives in Golden Valley. And so it's beautiful out there. What'd you say the doctor's name again was? I'm sorry.
Dr. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Thorson.
Oh, I'll find him. Mm-hmm. I use Google and is he John Jeffries?
Dr. Jeffrey?
Yeah, is he John Jeffries? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, let's try another one.
I just know it was Dr. Jeffrey Sorensen. His last New Rawlinson, like, I forgot how to pronounce it.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
No, I realize that. It's terrible. I know. Let's try this one. Try this. I usually can find it with a little bit of different digging.
Yeah. I know it's like a new Rose surgery.
Oh, neurosurgeon.
Yes.
He's also a cardiologist. I did find him. And he is with your hospital there, too. Did you ever go to the Methodist Hospital as well?
No.
Okay. A lot of these doctors, as you know, practice at different hospitals as well. And I've got him at Regional Health. Let me see. There he is. Diagnostic Radiology. Jeffrey Green. Mm-hmm. That's not him. Mm-hmm. It's not Jeffrey Green, right? It's Jeffries.
No.
Right. Gotcha. He's there. All right. I pulled him up. I'm just going to copy and paste his information now. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for your patience. Did you ever have any cancer diagnosis?
You said cancer diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever been diagnosed for cancer?
No.
Okay. And as far as your meningioma, is Dr. Jeffries also the treating doctor, or are you seeing someone else? Or did you see?
It was my treating doctor.
Okay.
My OBGYN.
Who did you see the most?
I saw him the most.
Okay. Then let's put him. And did you go back to Regional One for the treatment?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just copy and paste all that then. Yes, ma'am. Did you have a question?
Oh, no. Oh, my coworker was talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're almost done, actually. Now, Dr. Jeffries, he was your prescribing doctor also. Did he give you medication for as part of that treatment? In other words, what we're looking for is where did you get your prescriptions from, and was it him or was it someone else that prescribed it? Do you know?
Hold on just a second. My manager is calling me back
okay.
in the classroom. I had to step down for a second. Hold on just a second.
No worries. You truly are only about 4 questions away from being done, and then you do a DocuSign, and you're all set. So if that helps.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm on the phone. Yes, ma'am. I've been there. Just a second. Hello. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, ma'am. The question was, Dr. Jeffries was the one who also gave you some prescriptions, or do you want me to put your OBGYN?
I know I got my prescriptions from CVS.
Oh, you get them from CVS. Okay, that's cool.
Yes. I don't just remember the exact address.
Oh, that's all right. I can find that. You get them in Memphis there, right?
Yes.
Okay, I can find it in Memphis. But my question was, did those come from Jeffries also, the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, bear with me. I'll just copy and paste this. I'm going as quickly as it'll allow me to do it. Because I know you got to get back. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No. Yes.
It's super easy. I'm just about there. Bear with me. And how are you feeling now? Do you still have headaches?
Maybe off and on. I do.
Okay. Anything else you want me to put in the medical notes?
I'm trying to think of something so I can make sure I'm giving you the correct information.
Okay. You're doing good. I'm just Googling CVS Memphis.
Yeah, it was CVS. I know it was near the hospital.
You know, the thing about CVS is they're a network. You can go to any CVS to get your records.
Right.
So that I personally have done that, actually, when I was in Memphis, believe it or not. So we're okay with that.
Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, the injection prescriptions was from my OBGYN,
okay,
Dr. Carey.
Hold on one second. Then we'll get that in a sec. I just copied and pasting. Okay, I got that. Got that. And what's your other doctor's name?
Dr. Carey, she gave me my injection prescriptions, but Dr. Jeffrey, he gave me my treatment.
Okay. Thank you for remembering that. Mm-hmm. And there she is. Is she Carrie Sutter, Carrie Stallings, Carrie Patterson, Carrie Harvey? Do you know?
Brackney? Carrie Brackney?
Brackley. Thank you.
B-R-A-C-K-N-E-Y.
Oh, say that again, Carrie Brackley.
Brackney.
Brackney.
Carrie, Dr. Carrie, K E R R I B R A C K N E Y.
Oh, there she is. Ha. Thank you for that.
Mhm.
And that was easy. Once I got it right. Okay. Just almost there. Copy, paste. They want her phone number. Got it. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case we can't get a hold of you, so we can extend your case for you or your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Can you give me the name, first name, phone number, the relationship?
My mom.
What's her name?
Raven Davis.
Raven.
Raven.
Okay. And what's her phone number?
Davis. 901-562-8374.
And she's your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have medical records or can you confirm to me that they exist?
Yes.
Okay. And if asked, one of the forms that I'm going to ask you to sign is a DocuSign that has a request for the medical records, but if they ask you, you'd be able to get them and send them in via mail, correct?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking over to make sure I didn't do anything wrong here. Okay. Thank you for that. And just about done. Okay, I do have space for additional notes, but I also do have a firm that'll take your case. So is there anything else you'd like me to put, or do you want me to go ahead and finish up the document?
You can go ahead on to finish up the document.
Okay, bear with me. And just to confirm, you do remember you told me that it was the brand name Depot. You saw the box. Thank you.
Yes.
I remember you saying that, so Let's see what else it's telling me. Okay.
It's just if you need it.
Yeah, you do have them?
Yes, I can have the medical record if you need it.
Okay. They'll ask you for it.
Okay.
Oh, I see what happened. I'm going to put, could they get a hold of Raven through your email address, or do you want to put a different email address for her?
They get a hold to my mom through my email.
I get that a lot, too, so that's fine. Let me put that in there then. Okay, should be good now. All right, it's really spinning its thing. I don't have any errors. I can tell when it takes this long, so just let me go in here to my DocuSign. I'll send that over to you. And if you've done this before, it's going to be pretty simple for you. You don't need to download the app at the end, but what will happen is it'll deposit a copy of this agreement into your email box. And if you want to review it or something when you get off work, you can. But for now, what'll happen is I'm going to send this document. Here it comes. And if you could go ahead and sign it, what'll happen now is I'll get this over to your attorney. He's going to reach out to you as well, but it'll be later on, so you don't have to worry about that for now. And if you have any additional questions, you can reach back out to me or to the attorney, because as we speak right now, I'm going to text you my contact information as well as your attorney contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes me. Did you receive the document?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, ma'am.
I know.
Okay, the first one is me, Depot Claims. You don't have to stop for this text.
Okay.
And then the next one will be... pull up which firm got yours. Okay. The second text, it's 84 Pulaski. That's the name of the firm. They're going to reach out to you usually within 24 to 48 hours. It'll come from a 949 number. If you have any additional questions, you're more than welcome to ask them, or you're more than welcome to reach back out to me. And don't forget, if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about this, you can feel free to give them my name and number. Ma'am, I will never ask you for anybody's name and number, by the way.
Okay.
Having that, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me make sure I have your document back. There it is. Good job. I didn't even have to tell you. You're good at that. Okay. If I have if I made any mistakes or I have additional questions, I myself will reach back out to you. But other than that, you're good to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, and have a blessed day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.